Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Death to Komatsu, Daryl Williamson, Descripticon, Virginia Green, and Talon for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas. The Ostium Sagas. Saga 2, 1666, Part 3. Once all the legal details had been taken care of, I was told to meet someone at LAX. Thinking I was going to be flown somewhere exotic and incredible, I could barely contain my excitement. But after getting off the bus at the international terminal at the bottom of the U-shaped concourse, I saw a tall man holding a sign with my name on it. He said hi, checked my ID, and then led me over to a very fancy-looking self-driving Maserati. He had an Australian accent, which I thought was really cool. I couldn't help gasping in delight once I was seated in the back and the man got in the driver's seat. We headed to a part of the terminal I hadn't seen before and were waved through a secure gate after the man showed them a special identification card. It all felt very James Bond, I have to say. We went through a short tunnel and then I saw we were on the tarmac where the planes are all around us. It was pretty crazy. The man knew where he was going, turning at specific points, and then ahead I saw the Maserati equivalent of a helicopter. damn sexy, basically. He pulled up in front of it and got my door, letting me know this was my ride and to get aboard. The rotors had just slowly started spinning, and unless I wanted to have a really bad hair day, I'd better get aboard. I didn't need to be told twice and climbed up the short ladder into a cabin of luxury. The door slid shut behind me, and I picked a plush seat and put my seatbelt on. The door to the cockpit was open, and I could see the pilot, who looked like he might be the twin brother of my chauffeur. I had a quick look out the window to make sure it wasn't him somehow and he hadn't just snuck into the cockpit. But no, the blood-red Maserati was now driving away, and I could see the man inside. It was then that I realized, even though the vehicle had been self-driving, the man had kept manual control on. I suppose there was a specific reason for that. The pilot was making hand signals, cupping his ears over his headphones. I looked down and saw a pair in front of me and slipped them on. It had been getting pretty noisy in the cabin, as the helicopter prepared to take off, and those rotors started whirring at crazy fast speeds. Now I could hear him like he was sitting next to me in a quiet room. His voice sounded exactly like my former chauffeur's, accent and all, and even though he was busy clicking toggles and pushing buttons and completing his pre-flight check, he must have managed to catch my extremely surprised face, because he soon cleared up the confusion by saying yes, he was the identical twin of the bloke who'd driven me here in the Maserati. But before I could probe him for more info, the checks were complete and I felt the helicopter softly lifting off the ground like a magic carpet. Once we were in the air, I tried getting some answers from the pilot about where we were going, but he wouldn't give anything away and would only talk about the fancy chopper and nothing more. So I sat back and looked out the window, enjoying the view. It didn't take long before we were flying over water, and I tried asking how long the trip would take. I did get an answer, an hour. There were drinks and snacks available if I wanted any. I just enjoyed the thrill of flying around in a luxury helicopter. A taste of celebrity life, you know? When it got close to an hour, I started looking around for something we could land on, and there wasn't a floating anything in sight, just lots and lots of water. And then we kind of stopped moving forward and started descending. I looked down and saw a small floating pontoon of some sort with a big H on it far below. It looked really small, but thankfully got a lot bigger the closer we got to it. We waited until the rotors had come to a complete stop, then the pilot got out and slid aside the cabin door for me. I hopped down and felt the ground swaying from side to side, because it wasn't ground. The pilot pulled out some sort of tablet, pressed a few things, and then alarms started going off. The pilot told me to stay calm and just keep still. I did my best, and he actually put a supportive arm around my shoulders that usually would have set off alarm bells for me, but in this specific situation, it was actually comforting. I literally jumped when the waters nearby broke apart and something started rising from them. I stifled a scream, thinking it was some leviathan creature, and we were totally screwed and about to be eaten. And then I saw it was mechanical. It was a damn submarine, all shiny and fancy, much like the helicopter in the Maserati. I let out a now excited pent-up breath as the sub fully surfaced and then a mechanical gangway started extending from it to the pontoon, while a hidden hatch opened on the sub. When the gangway was in place, the pilot told me to cross over onto the sub. I asked him if there might be a third identical twin on the submarine. He laughed and said no, there were just two of them. I crossed the gangway quickly, ignoring the open water on either side, and then stepped onto the submarine. There was a big O decal on the side, for the Ostium network, I assumed. Then I went inside the sub,